Hey everyone, welcome back for another deep dive. And today, we're going to be looking at something I think is really fascinating.
Oh, yeah.
It's the link between personality and spirituality.
Okay.
So, you know how our unique personalities, like maybe sh shape our spiritual journeys? And for this deep dive, we're going to be using the Myers-Briggs type indicator as a guide.
Okay.
And we're going to focus on three types that are known for their spiritual leanings. And we're talking about the INFPs, the INFJs, and the ENFPs.
Sounds good. Yeah, those are all really interesting types for sure.
So each of them approaches spirituality, in their own way. And it's really interesting to kind of see how those core personality traits
Right.
influence their spiritual inclinations.
Yeah. And it is fascinating how those core traits can really shape someone's spiritual journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, let's start with the INFPs,
Okay.
the idealists.
Yeah.
So we know that they are introspective, they're empathetic, they're very driven by their values, and they're often dreamers searching for a better world. So how does this translate to a spiritual inclination?
Well, INFPs, they just naturally kind of have a rich inner world, and that leads them to contemplate the bigger questions in life, things like purpose and meaning and their introspection. It's not just about, understanding themselves, it's about understanding their place in the universe.
So it's like their internal compass is always pointing them towards a deeper truth,
Yeah.
like something beyond the everyday.
Exactly. Yeah, and their empathy also plays a big role here because INFPs often, feel very connected to others and to the world around them. And so this resonates with, a lot of spiritual principles like compassion, interconnectedness, and seeing the divine in all beings.
I can totally see that. And it seems like practices like meditation or journaling would really appeal to them
Yeah.
because, those practices, they encourage introspection and self-awareness, which are already like
Totally. Yeah,
strengths.
they're natural strengths for sure. And, there is research that suggests that INFPs do gravitate towards those practices. So it's like they're tapping into their inner wisdom, which helps enrich their spiritual well-being and their self-understanding.
Now, are there any real-world examples of INFPs who really embody this spiritual yearning? People whose lives and work reflect these deep questions and this search for meaning?
Oh, for
Like,
sure.
who comes to mind?
Well, you can look at someone like J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of Lord of the Rings. His works, they're full of themes of myth and morality and this, epic search for purpose, all, very classic INFP
I
themes.
can definitely see that. And his stories have, touched so many people and
Yes.
inspired them to think about the bigger questions in life.
Absolutely. And then, you could also look at someone like Søren Kierkegaard. The philosopher, he really dug into existentialism and individuality, and his work, while challenging, it really gets at the heart of the INFP's quest for authenticity and their willingness to grapple with life's, complexities.
Okay, so we've got these like incredible examples of INFPs
Yeah.
who seem to naturally embody this spiritual grace. Seeking their personalities just seem to lead them down a path of searching for meaning and purpose, both, within themselves and in the wider world.
Yeah, like their personalities are almost tailor-made for a spiritual journey.
All right, so next up we have the INFJs,
Okay.
the advocates.
The advocates.
We've got insightful, deeply empathetic people guided by this really strong moral compass. And they want to make a positive impact on the world. And I
Right.
can see how that's like, there's a spiritual undercurrent in that.
Oh, absolutely. It's almost like they have this, innate sense of calling, a desire to contribute to something bigger than themselves. And this often leads them to spiritual practices that can help them to integrate their inner world with the outer world and really, make a difference.
So they're looking inward to understand themselves, but they're also driven to apply that understanding outwardly
Yeah.
to connect with something larger and make a positive impact.
Exactly. And their approaches, can be quite diverse. Some INFJs, they find solace in traditional religious practices, while others explore things like meditation or psychotherapy or various forms of, spiritual exploration. It's all about finding what resonates with their needs and helps them on that journey of self-discovery and integration.
And speaking of self-discovery, there was some research that suggested that INFJs are particularly drawn to the concept of individuation,
Yes.
that idea of becoming a fully realized individual, integrating all aspects of themselves to create a sense of wholeness and purpose.
Yeah, and that concept of individuation, it's so central to many spiritual traditions, you know?
Right.
So it really highlights the INFJ's desire to understand their unique place in the universe and how they can contribute their specific gifts to the world.
Okay, so we're seeing this theme, again, this drive to connect their inner world with their outer world, to find meaning,
yeah,
both within themselves and in their impact on the world around them.
Exactly.
Now, do we have any examples of INFJs in history who really embodied this drive for positive change that was fueled by their spiritual beliefs?
Oh, absolutely.
Who comes to mind?
Well, we have, you know, iconic individuals like Martin Luther King Jr.
Oh, wow.
Mahatma Gandhi and Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
All INFJs who dedicated their lives to fighting for social justice and equality.
Right.
And their spiritual beliefs were clearly a driving force behind their activism.
It's fascinating how they were able to take these deeply personal internal beliefs and translate them into action that had, you know, such a profound impact on the world.
It's incredible. And if you think about the power of Dr. King's message of love and nonviolence during the civil rights movement, you know, it was a testament to the INFJ's empathy,
yeah,
and their commitment to creating a more just and compassionate world.
And Gandhi's philosophy of nonviolence and truth force is another powerful example. You know,
yeah.
It really showcases the INFJ's dedication to integrating those spiritual beliefs with their actions, using their inner compass to navigate those complex ethical challenges and inspire change.
They were fueled by a deep sense of purpose and a spiritual conviction.
Yeah, it's incredibly inspiring to see how they were able to live their values so authentically.
Mm-hmm.
And make such a profound difference.
It shows the impact of a spiritual journey when it's aligned with, you know, a person's core values and personality traits.
Okay, so we've explored the INFPs, the idealists, with their deep introspection and search for meaning, and the INFJs, the advocates, with their drive for positive change fueled by their spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
And now we move on to the ENFPs, the campaigners.
Okay.
So these are the enthusiastic, creative, open-minded folks, full of energy, and always seeing connections others might miss.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see how this translates to their spiritual lives.
Well, their enthusiasm, it's contagious. And it extends to their spiritual exploration as well. They're naturally curious, always seeking new experiences and perspectives.
So while the INFPs and the INFJs might have a more introspective, internally focused approach,
yeah,
the ENFPs are out there exploring a whole buffet of spiritual practices, always looking for new insights and experiences.
Exactly. Yeah, they might, you know, dabble in meditation one day.
Okay.
Attend a spiritual gathering the next, and then, you know, dive into a workshop on self-discovery the following week.
Wow.
You know, their journey is all about embracing that diversity and finding what truly resonates with their, you know, ever-evolving sense of self.
That makes perfect sense considering their core traits, because they're driven by authenticity.
Yes.
Constantly seeking to align their actions with their inner truth. And so their spiritual journey is like a reflection of this ongoing process of self-discovery and growth.
Right. And research has shown that, you know, they actively engage in practices that encourage self-exploration and community building.
Yeah.
They thrive in those environments where they can connect with others, share their experiences, and learn from those different perspectives.
It's almost like they're weaving together a tapestry of spiritual insights,
yeah,
from all these different sources and creating like this unique and personalized understanding of the world that's constantly evolving.
And their creativity plays a big role in this too. You know, ENFPs are often drawn to artistic expressions of spirituality.
Yeah.
You know, finding meaning in things like music and art and dance and other creative outlets.
Mm-hmm.
It's another way for them to connect with their inner world and explore those depths of their spiritual experience.
I can definitely see that. Now, I'm curious about some notable ENFPs throughout history. Are there any examples that come to mind?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's Walt Whitman, the iconic American poet. You know,
sure. Yeah.
His work really embodies that ENFP appreciation for individuality, connection, and the beauty of the human experience.
Yes. His poems are so full of life and energy and a deep appreciation for the world around him.
Exactly. And then you have Rumi, the Sufi mystic and poet. His work explores, you know, themes of love, unity, and transcendence.
Right.
Reflecting that ENFP ability to see beyond the surface and explore those deeper connections that unite us all.
It's amazing how these individuals were able to use their creative gift to express those spiritual insights and inspire others to embark on their own journeys of self-discovery.
Absolutely. And their journeys offer a beautiful invitation to embrace, you know, life's complexities and find meaning in the beauty that surrounds us.
So we've covered three MBTI types known for their spiritual inclinations, the INFPs, the INFJs, and the ENFPs.
Yeah.
And we've seen how their distinct personality traits
right.
can influence their paths, their motivations, and their approaches to spirituality.
It's like their inherent traits make them naturally inclined towards a spiritual path.
And it seems like a common thread running through all of these types is this like innate drive to understand themselves, their place in the world, and to connect with something larger.
That's a great observation.
And themselves.
It highlights the power of understanding our own personality and how it can influence our spiritual journeys.
But I imagine that there are other types who also exhibit spiritual inclinations.
Oh, yeah.
Perhaps in slightly different ways.
For sure. While those three might be, you know, the most commonly associated with spirituality, there are others like INTJs,
okay.
ISFPs, and mm-hmm. ENFJs who also demonstrate spiritual tendencies. Their approaches might differ, but that underlying desire for meaning and connection
yeah.
is still there.
That's fascinating. So maybe in our next part, we can explore those types and see how their core traits influence their approaches to spirituality.
That sounds like a great plan. It'll be interesting to see how their journeys compare and contrast with the types we discussed today.
Awesome. Well, thanks for all of that today.
Yeah.
I think we covered a lot of really fascinating ground, and I am really looking forward to that next part.
Me too. It's amazing, you know, how each personality type we've talked about seems to have this unique spiritual fingerprint.
I like that, a spiritual fingerprint. Yeah. It's like their personality traits kind of create a distinct pattern and the way they approach and experience spirituality.
Exactly. And as we move on to explore other types with spiritual inclinations, you know, let's see if we can uncover their unique fingerprints as well.
Okay, so first up we have the INTJs, the architects.
Okay.
Known for their strategic thinking, their love of knowledge, and their fiercely independent nature.
Right.
So where does spirituality fit into all of that?
Well, for INTJs, spirituality is often an intellectual pursuit.
Yeah.
They're driven by a deep need to understand, you know, the underlying structure and systems of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And this extends to their exploration of spiritual concepts.
So while some types might approach spirituality through feeling and intuition,
right.
INTJs are more inclined to analyze, dissect, and try to piece together like a logical framework
yes.
for their spiritual beliefs.
Exactly. They might, you know, delve into complex philosophical texts or explore various spiritual traditions from around the world, or even try to integrate scientific principles with their spiritual understanding.
Wow.
It's all about creating a comprehensive and coherent worldview
right.
that satisfies their intellectual curiosity.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Their approach to spirituality seems to mirror their approach to life in general.
Yeah.
Always seeking knowledge, understanding, and a clear sense of order.
It's like they're applying their powerful minds to unravel the mysteries of the spiritual realm.
Okay, on to the ISFPs, the artists.
Okay.
Now they're known for being incredibly sensitive, creative, and deeply connected to their emotions.
Right.
I imagine their spiritual lives are quite rich and expressive.
You're absolutely right. For ISFPs, spirituality is often an intensely personal and expressive journey, you know?
Yeah.
They find meaning and beauty in art, in nature, and in just experiencing life to the fullest.
So for them, it's less about intellectualizing or seeking a grand unified theory of the universe.
Yeah.
And more about experiencing the divine through their senses, through creativity, and through their connection to the natural world.
Yes, exactly. Their spiritual practice might involve things like artistic expression, right. spending time in nature, or simply, you know, just being present in the moment, savoring those rich sensory experiences.
It's like they're tapping into a more primal, instinctual form of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
one that's rooted in their senses and their emotional connection to the world.
And that deep connection to their inner world and to the beauty around them
yeah.
is often reflected in their art, their music, and their other creative pursuits.
It's beautiful how they're able to channel those spiritual experiences into creative expressions that can move and inspire others.
It's like their art becomes a bridge between the spiritual and material worlds,
mm-hmm.
you know, inviting others to share in their unique perspective.
Okay, last but not least, we have the ENFJs, the protagonists.
Okay.
These are our natural leaders, charismatic, empathetic, and deeply passionate about making a positive impact on
it's
the world.
That time.
So where does spirituality fit into their leadership style?
Well, ENFJs often seek spiritual fulfillment through connection and community.
Mm.
They're drawn to practices and traditions that foster harmony, that promote altruism,
mm.
and that allow them to use their gifts to serve others.
So their spirituality isn't just a personal pursuit.
Right.
It's something they seek to share and express through their interactions with others and their efforts to make a difference.
Exactly. They might find solace in things like, you know, group meditations, community service projects, or spiritual traditions that emphasize compassion, empathy, and interconnectedness.
Right.
You know, their spiritual journey is often a reflection of their desire to heal the world and uplift those around them.
It's like their spirituality fuels their leadership, and their leadership becomes an expression of their spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
It's all beautifully interconnected.
And they have this remarkable ability to inspire and motivate others, to create that sense of shared purpose, to foster a sense of belonging.
It's interesting how we've explored all these different MBTI types, some introverted, some extroverted, some more intellectual, some more creative, and yet they all seem to share this common thread of spiritual seeking.
It's a powerful reminder that the desire for meaning, connection, and transcendence is a fundamental human need, regardless of our personality type.
And it's fascinating how our unique personalities shape the way we express and explore that need.
Absolutely. And as we've seen, you know, with these different types, understanding our personality can be a valuable tool for understanding our own, you know, spiritual inclinations and finding a path that truly resonates with us.
All right, so we've explored these different personality types and how their traits might influence their spiritual journeys.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about, you know, the INFPs seeking meaning, the INFJs wanting to make a difference, and the ENFPs just exploring all these different practices.
Right.
It's been really fascinating to see how personality can create those unique spiritual fingerprints.
Yeah, it really is. And as promised, you know, let's dive into some of those psychological frameworks that can shed some light on this connection between personality and spirituality.
Okay.
It's like adding another layer of depth, you know, to our understanding.
I love that, adding layers of depth. So what frameworks are we talking about here?
Well, one of the most relevant, I think, is Viktor Frankl's concept of the will to meaning.
Okay.
Frankl argued that the search for meaning is a fundamental human drive, essential for well-being. And, you know, he believed that even in the face of suffering, humans have this capacity to find purpose and significance in their lives.
Right. And I remember reading Frankl's work. He was a psychiatrist and a Holocaust survivor.
Yes, that's right.
And so his experiences definitely gave him a unique perspective on the human search for meaning.
Absolutely. And what's interesting is that this will to meaning seems to be particularly strong.
Yeah.
In those types, we've been talking about the INFPs, INFJs, and ENFPs.
Right.
You know, their natural inclination towards introspection, their empathy, and their desire to, you know, make a positive impact all feed into this deep yearning for meaning and purpose.
So it's like their personalities kind of naturally predispose them to ask those big questions.
Yes.
To seek something beyond, you know, the everyday, and find a path that aligns with their values and aspirations.
Precisely. And this drive, you know, often manifests in their spiritual pursuits.
Yeah.
They might explore different spiritual traditions, engage in practices like meditation or journaling, or seek out experiences that connect them to something larger than themselves.
So their spiritual journeys are an expression of this need to, you know, make sense of the world and find their place in it.
Exactly.
And live a life that's truly meaningful.
And another framework that's helpful for understanding this is Abraham Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Oh, yeah.
You're probably familiar with, you know, that pyramid-shaped model.
Right.
Where basic needs like food and shelter are at the bottom.
Right.
And higher needs like self-actualization are at the top.
It's like a roadmap of human motivation.
Yeah.
Starting with our basic survival needs and moving up to, you know, the more complex needs like love, belonging, esteem, and ultimately self-actualization.
Exactly. And what's interesting is that for many of these spiritually inclined types, their spiritual pursuits seem to be a way of, you know, striving towards self-actualization.
Yeah.
You know, their practices and beliefs help them to integrate their experiences, reconcile those inner conflicts, and align their actions with their higher ideals.
So spirituality becomes a tool for personal growth.
Yes.
And transformation, helping them become the best versions of themselves.
Exactly. It's about, you know, aligning their inner world with their outer world.
Yeah.
Living authentically and, you know, making a positive contribution to the world around them.
Wow. That's quite a journey. Yeah. And it seems like understanding these psychological frameworks can really help us make sense of, you know, our own spiritual inclinations and motivations.
Like having a map and a compass, you know, to guide us on our explorations.
I love that.
And remember, you know, your journey is unique. There's no right or wrong way to be spiritual. What matters is finding what resonates with your heart, nourishes your soul, and helps you live a life that's both meaningful and fulfilling.
That's a beautiful reminder. And as we wrap up this deep dive into, you know, the connection between personality and spirituality, I think it's safe to say that our personalities play a pretty significant role in shaping our spiritual paths.
I agree, absolutely. And while understanding our personality type can provide, you know, valuable insights, it's important to remember that we're more than just our MBTI profiles.
Yeah.
You know, our experiences, our values, our beliefs, all of these things contribute to the rich tapestry of our spiritual journeys.
So it's about using these frameworks as tools for self-discovery, not as boxes to limit ourselves.
Exactly. And as you continue to explore, you know, your own spiritual path, be curious, be open, and trust your intuition. It's an amazing journey, and there's always something new to discover.
That's a great note to end on. Thanks for diving deep with us today and for sharing all of these insights. I hope everyone listening feels inspired to, you know, continue exploring their own unique spiritual journeys.
Me too. Thanks for having me.